A media expert, Dr. Mason Maugbe, says the payment of TV license fee is long overdue. He told Radio Ghana that GBC needs public funding to enable it to improve on its role as a public service broadcaster. He said those kicking against the payment of the TV license fee with the excuse that GBC is the mouthpiece of government is out of place. According to him, GBC needs to broadcast programs and projects that the government prosecutes for the public to appreciate. He spoke to Yaya Kwamwa.
A cross-section might be taken against this simply in the context of the challenges we are experiencing as a nation in terms of high utility bills and at the same time coming in with a new TV license tax. But on the other side of it, I think TV licenses for us as a nation is even overdue. We've all been expecting certain public tier of goods from GBC establishment, but unfortunately, GBC is not in a position to do that due to financial constraints. We need to rally behind GBC and to be able to generate content that will reflect the aspirations of us as a nation, as people, and our culture. And I think through TV licenses, we will even be able to market content that will be generated because GBC will be financially resourced to be able to even send reporters across the sub-region. And that is what we are looking at for. And I think in the long run, we're going to have content that will reflect not even our aspiration as a nation, but also to champion the cause of GBC in promoting the local or the national values and also values of the African continent as a whole. And I think it's something that needs to be encouraged. It is rather unfortunate, it's the timing that is why many are agitating towards the TV licenses. But in the long run, I think it's something that is going to help in developing and shaping content.
Those who are kicking against this alluded to the fact that currently GBC is a mouthpiece of any government that is in power. They sing their praises. Do you think if we win ourselves from government control, would this situation still prevail?
I wouldn't even like to tag GBC as any under the ambit of any governmental control. GBC is intrinsically linked to the projection of government's agenda. And we need to draw, there's a thin line between government agenda and a political party agenda. And I don't think GBC as an institution is projecting a particular party's agenda, but rather it projects the national government's agenda. It could be party X or Y in government. But I think we are so quick in branding GBC as promoting the political party agenda of a certain selected political parties. And I think it's time we move away from that contour and rather look at GBC's projection in the context of national good. And I think that is what GBC does. GBC is not either projecting party A or party B. I know that there have been a certain infraction before, but looking at it now, we can say that the democratic dispensation doesn't even allow such platform to prevail where GBC will unilaterally be projecting a certain political party agenda.
As you have assessed so far, GBC has found itself in a stiff competition from the private media houses. One of the issues they have with GBC is that GBC runs adverts. Hence, we are going ahead to collect TV licenses.
I think we have missed the point when it comes to the role of GBC as a national radio. GBC was established on certain premises. The premises is to project the national aspirations of us as a nation. For instance, there are certain public goods that cannot necessarily be left in the hands of private enterprises. If at all, there should be a certain governmental oversight as to manage the various spillovers that could come. And I think that is what GBC is doing.
How will be the country like without a public service broadcaster like GBC if you allow the private sector to take over the dissemination of information?
GBC, out of the media equation, we will have certain untapped aspirations, setting untapped values, and so many things. And I think we need GBC for Ghanaian media landscape to be what it is.